We're live from the basement venue of the Des Moines Social Club, and we're back here to play music live in the club and also to continue with our series of live performances. Iowa City singer-songwriter Liz Moen is here this time out. Hi, Liz.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good to have you back on Iowa Public Radio airwaves.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome.
We had you on a few months ago as a guest with Anna Libera, and we thought, let's have her back. So here you are.
Here I am, and yeah, thanks again for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, if folks are not familiar with the Liz Moen story, now you're a singer, you're a songwriter, you're a guitarist. Which of those came first?
I'd say guitar came first. My grandpa gave me a guitar back when I was in middle school. And I actually can't read music, but yeah, he just gave me the guitar, and I would just listen to the radio and kind of figure it out. And then eventually I was like, oh, what if I sang and played? And then a year ago, I was like, oh, what if I wrote and sang and played? And now here I am.
So your voice is great. So is that natural, or did you have any training, vocal training?
No, I mean, back in the day, like in high school, I was in musicals and show choir, but that's like a different style. So I'd say whatever I'm doing now is just kind of pretty organic. It's just kind of happening.
As you mentioned, you've been a songwriter for just about exactly a year, you were saying earlier. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I've always like been interested in writing, and I have a lot of friends who are great writers. And I was just kind of sitting at a bar in Iowa City, like a dive bar, and I was a close friend of mine had left, and I was pretty alone, and I did that classic thing where you have a pen and paper, or like a pen and a napkin, and I wrote down a line, and I was like, oh my gosh, that could be in a song. And then I went home really quick, like right down the street, and I wrote a song. I was like, whoa, this is cool. I think I want to do this.
It's always on a napkin, isn't it?
Yeah. It all started with a napkin.
Could have been a coaster, but you know, napkin will work.
A napkin, yep.
All right. Now, you didn't waste any time then recording your first album.
No, yeah. So I wrote a couple songs, and then I had heard about a place called Flat Black Studios, which is a recording studio near Iowa City. And I was like, all right, I could probably like bust out maybe a couple more songs and then maybe make an EP or an EP. And so I called up Luke Tweedy, the guy who runs Flat Black, and he had me record in November, and then we released it in January, and I've been playing those songs, writing other songs, been playing with just a bunch of musicians in town, a bunch of musicians here in Des Moines. It's been a whirlwind of a year, but it's been just really awesome, just kind of developing, not only as a musician, but just developing like in the music world, in the music industry, just meeting people and other musicians I play with, and just how their genres kind of fuse into whatever I'm doing, and just like the collaboration of it all is probably my favorite part. It's really awesome.
And you're working on new projects. That second album is somewhere in the future, and some singles perhaps coming up?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to release a couple singles here in the fall and in the winter while I continue to record the second, really the full-length album. I would consider maybe the first one kind of like an EP. But this one, it's going to be, 14 to 15 songs. My plan is to just record, 40 to 50 songs. I've been kind of trying to write one every, couple days. And just record them, pick out the top, 15, and then really develop those, produce those, embellish them with other instruments, other harmonies maybe. And then release that, hopefully on vinyl, in the spring.
Are we going to hear any of those new songs tonight?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Well, here she is, Liz Moen. Please welcome her to Studio One Tracks.
And I wanted to start out with the first song I ever wrote. It's called 312 East Market Street. It's the address of the bar where I wrote the song.
Thank you. City lights overwhelm me. Vacant stares pass by. What do people wonder about? What others are wondering about as much as I do? Well, I doubt anyone wonders about anyone half as much as I wonder about you. I'm walking down Market on the sidewalk and slip through the cracks. I'm looking up through the pavement like a window, wishing I'd see you. But I'm watching people making memories just like we used to do. This street got a piece of me, whether I wanted to or not. Oh, will each step help me make a memory? All that I got. In a deep red brick building, there's a dark and dusty bar. I'm watching people sit in our places and they don't even got a clue. They're making the same jokes and singing along to the same songs we listen to. I'm looking down at this swirling round in my drink. Do people wish to leave this place as much as I do? Well, I doubt anyone wishes to forget anyone half as much as I wish to forget you. I'm stuck in our past. Whether I wanna be helps me lose a memory, but the memories are all that I got. Holy drink helps me lose a memory, but the memories are all that I got.
Thank you. All right, and this next one I wrote recently. It's called Showboat, and I kind of wrote it about myself, picturing myself like 30 years from now. It's kind of a pessimistic song, but maybe a little optimistic, maybe a little combination. Who knows? Yeah, I'm a
show. Everybody's placing bets on how long they think I'm gonna stay afloat. Well, I'll give you one or two more years. I'll light a fire on my unmanned ship with a cheap cigarette. Set a fire in the water, I bet no one's seen that trick of mine yet. Maybe they have, oh, maybe they haven't. Well, I don't know, and I don't care. Yeah, 'cause I'm a show. Oh, 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 but putting up a front with every overhead. Yeah, I'm a show. Everybody's placing bets on how long they think I'm gonna stay afloat. Well, I'll give it one or two more months. I'll let go of the helm to kick up my feet at the bow. In the eye of the storm, I'm wondering what to do now. Oh, yeah. And if I know, I don't care. Yeah, 'cause I'm a show. Putting up a front with every song I ever wrote. Yeah, I'm a show. On how long they think I'm gonna stay afloat. Well, I'll give you one or two more days. Then again, I'm too set in my ways. I'm sinking fast. Used to me being honest, but we know that can't last.
Slower. It's another new one. Actually, I had the pleasure of recording this song with Anna Libera, another amazing musician here in the state of Iowa. She's from Des Moines. If you haven't heard of her, you should check her out. She's great. The deep blue.
to feel your arm. Oh, and you are going towards summer. Getting hotter, but you're out of water, and it's too late to turn. I don't tell means that you got one too. I've waited in a million lines, but I'm holding out a number for you. Took a bus to Kansas City, see your face one more time. But you made it clear to me, ain't the first in your line.
Even
the pain, but I'm done being on the line, 'cause you'll never call my name. Oh, I cut the cord with cold blood running through my veins. Oh, cold blood running through my veins. So I'm done waiting around for you in vain.
Thank you.
For those of you listening at home, I just switched guitars, so that was why there was that silence right there. I feel like you might want an explanation. What's happening? I'd want one. This is another one from that first EP out there. I wrote it for Iowa City. So if anyone in Iowa City is listening, this is for you.
Dancing around just like puppets So, but our strings are gonna get strings are gonna get tangled.
Thank you. All right, this next one is a personal favorite of mine. It's also off that first EP. I don't know, just whenever I play it, it makes me, I mean, it's kind of a sad song, but at the same time, it kind of makes me happy. And it felt good to write a song like that because for me, my favorite songs are sad songs that make you feel good. Like you don't really, like the Shins are really good at that. At least for me, like it's a really sad song lyrically, but like you're listening to it, you're like, oh my gosh, this is so sweet. And then like you actually like look down at, or like you Google the lyrics and then you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, that's really sad. Why do I feel good? But I still feel good. I can't change that. But I guess it makes me think a little bit. I don't know. Anyways, this song's called Songbird.
Swoop you into my wings, but I'm just a songbird beyond your window, and I wish I could come inside and sit on your table, just spend the morning talking, laughing. Top of my lungs, trying to get through. Oh, but you never understand me, so I sit here and sing songs for you. Fly away like the other birds would do. And I wish you'd sit here among the branches and leaves, just spend the morning talking, laughing. I'm singing at the top of my lungs, trying to get through. And sing songs for you. Speaking whatever language you do, just spend the morning talking, laughing. I'm singing at the top of my lungs, trying to get through. Oh, but you never understand me, so I sit here and sing songs for you. That you'd like me to. cause the oohs and ahs are the only way that I can say I love you. Ooh, I.
Thank you.
That's Liz Moen. And we'll have another set from Liz Moen in the next hour here on Studio One Tracks. So stay tuned for that. We're live from the basement venue of the Des Moines Social Club here on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.